Well, frankly, in the light of what John Major and myself said to each other on the night of the ERM, the fact he couldn't remember saying what he said to me then, I actually, once again, I'd prefer to believe the word of Rupert Murdoch, to be frank.
Well, let's recall, when you gave evidence, you retold that well-known story about a phone call between you and the then Prime Minister, John Major. Here's what you said.
He called me up. I mean, why you'd call up the editor of The Sun when you were involved in this terrible economic cataclysm, I have no idea, and said to me, I'm just calling you up, Kelvin, to find out how the story is going to play in the paper tomorrow. And on that basis, I simply said, well, actually, I've got a bucket of shit on my desk, Prime Minister, and I'm going to pour it all over you.
Now, is it inconceivable that a busy Prime Minister, despite your own importance at the time, might not remember that particular phrase?
You'd remember it word for word. You'd never forget it, would you?
Why?
You're talking to some tabloid guy, and he then announces that you, the great Prime Minister of your time, after all, he was Prime Minister for 7 years, all in all, and that some tabloid guy just said he's going to pour a bucket of all over you. You'd never forget that. You'd never forget. And the preposterous idea that I'm sitting there in some make-it-up factory involving the Prime Minister is just ridiculous.
What would you say to the argument that people, by and large, although they may have issues with Gordon Brown or John Major and what they did, do have some respect for the office of Prime Minister? And here we now have two former Prime Ministers casting doubt on critical evidence given by a man you know as Rupert. How much weight should we give to your testimony here?
Well, I have known Rupert Murdoch for 40-odd years. I'm not saying he can't be a devil when he wants to be. I'm telling you, unfortunately, he tells you the truth, painful that it may be.
Did Rupert Murdoch ever ask you, when you were editing, to change your paper's line in response to a conversation he'd had with anyone?
No. I think it'd be wrong not to understand this quite clearly. I was an employee of News International. Rupert Murdoch was the chairman and chief executive of the overall company. And if he wanted me to support the upside-down dwarf-throwing party, then I would do that.